David O'Hurley, St Union's manager, your team have won by 5-11 to 1-8. What were your thoughts there today?
Just delighted, I suppose, at the end of the day. It's a serious group of lads in there. 30 plus, I think we had 32 in there today, and I'm just absolutely delighted for them to get over the line today, you know.
Yeah, you got off to the dream start, I suppose. 3 goals on the board by after 8 minutes.
Yeah, luck, and I suppose that's we've spoken about it a lot, you know. We've good inside forwards, we've a good full forward in Rory, so let's get it into them as early as we can and just play off them. And we were lucky. We didn't look like scoring many points, funny, in the first half, but we got some great goals, and it really gives a platform to go on the second half then.
Yeah. What do you say to a team, you know, when you're 4-2 to 4 points up at half time, and, you know, do you have to warn off complacency at that stage, or what do you say to the fellas?
Oh, yeah, it's just you're telling them it's nil all again in the second half. We know Glenn Finn, as they showed when they came out, the game was not over for them. They got a goal. If they got another one, it's just a different ball game. So no, the complacency was something we spoke about. But the lads themselves know, they keep high standards for themselves. They knew what they had to do in the second half.
Yeah, and like in that third quarter, Glenfiddich did come back and they had reduced their deficit to 5 points at one stage. Like, were you getting a little nervous at that stage?
No, look, we expected that, you know. They weren't going to come up here without putting up a serious fight, which they did, but we just welded it well and we got back to basics, I suppose, and we felt if we could tag on a few points that would take the sting out of the game, and that's what happened, you know.
Yeah, Niall really came good. Niall O'Donnell kicked 5 points in a row for you then to kind of put the game out of reach for Glenfin.
Yeah, funny, and he took a knock in the knee first, so maybe that's the secret. Maybe we need to kick him more, you know. Yeah. And again, look, Niall is a lot of lads today. Really stepped up to the plate when we needed them, you know.
Yeah, and you talked during the week that St Union's, you know, like a very good record at minor level in recent years, but your under 21 record hasn't been that wonderful, so I'm sure this is a special one for the team.
Yeah, I've said it before, I think two maybe in the last 25 years we've won. It's not something we won often, so we're really, really delighted, and we'll enjoy ourselves tonight.
Yeah, and you'll go up to the Ulster Under 21 tournament in Craigan after Christmas. You see, Guidoor went up this year and won it. Like, can this St Union's team go up and give it a good rattle?
Well, look, that's I suppose that's the question we're going to pose to the lads in a couple of minutes. Are they happy with just this, or do they want to push themselves a bit extra and see, you know, how far they can go in Ulster?